USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Year's Eve celebrations are taking place around the world despite the Omicron surge. There were no New Year's Eve fireworks in central London, but some people gathered at the Shard skyscraper to ring in 2022. For those spending New Year's Eve in Times Square, things are a bit different. Outgoing NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea.
Let's have fun. Let's do it in a safe environment. You're going to wear a mask, and that's the expectation for everyone.
Massive Colorado wildfires spread by powerful winds burned several hundred homes and forced evacuations of two Denver suburbs. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Gusts of 100, 110 miles an hour can and have moved this fire down a football field in a matter of seconds.
This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.